Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss suffering in silence and male psychology. You know what? The more I'm in a relationship, the longer I'm in it, the more I understand the differences between men and women, and the more I understand why, you know, to some extent, men and women complement each other. This is well understood throughout all of human history. But the interesting part is when it comes to my job, when it comes to the grind, it comes to making money, it's one of those things that I don't like to talk about my problems. To any man in the audience who likes to talk about their problems, raise your hand. Maybe one, two out of the audience of 2,000. People, like guys like us, guys in general, what am I even talking about? We don't talk about our feelings like that. I mean, what kind of sick world am I living in? Where somehow we're expected to talk about our feelings and go to therapy and all these things. It's stupid. I'm sorry. I'm not knocking you if you go into therapy. I was in therapy when I was on suicide watch in a mental hospital in the Air Force. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know a thing or two about the mental health institutions. Let me tell you right now. I know SSRIs do a person. I'll tell you that right now. It's a story I would say for another time. I don't know if I want to talk about it right now. What I do want to talk about, my friends, is the being surrounded but lonely. Does anybody relate to that? Whether it's your guy friends, girlfriends, parents, mentors, you name it. There's sometimes in your life when you're working so damn hard and you're pushing yourself, you're doing everything you can, you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants, you don't always know what you're doing, especially if you're anywhere near an entrepreneur like myself. And as I sit here, as God is my witness, it's hard. It frustrates me to no end. I'm out here trying to work really hard, trying to make something of myself, and all the time I got haters surrounding me. My friends, does anybody relate to that? Having haters just swarm you. Somebody has to be able to relate to that, because it's one of those things that you would think wouldn't bother you. And most of the time, I'll be honest, it doesn't bother me whatsoever. You know what it bothers me? When I've had a really hard day, when I'm at work, or even when I gotta sit through these tongue lashings from these left-wing scumbags who are all over social media. I'm sick and tired of these morons. Every time I'll be sitting there and my girlfriend will be on TikTok and she's, you know, every once in a while listening to something on TikTok, and I gotta sit there and I'm like, oh my God, I can't listen to this rubbish another second. I gotta get out of here. And this is not even that stupid. It's just stuff that I'm listening to. It's some woman talking about some garbage or some non-binary person talking about something. And I'm like, what the hell? Who cares about this garbage? Who the hell cares about this in a time in American history and world history where we have so many other things to worry about? Why is it I gotta sit here and listen to how, oh, I'm non-binary and this is how I identify? I don't give a damn about how you identify. Not my problem. I don't give a damn about it. Am I a bad person, my friends? Does anybody relate to me out there? Who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? For all I know, y'all just never even see that. For all I know, I'm alone. And you know, that's one of the funniest things, my friends, is when I'm sitting in a microphone in my car or sitting in a microphone, you know, working or whatever, you never know who's listening. You never know who's going to receive this, what they're going to think about you, what they're going to come away with what you say. It's one of those weird things that, you know, when you're in a live audience, you can see how people are responding to what you say. You get that live feedback mechanism. But when you're on a podcast or when you're on YouTube or anything else, you don't know what people are, unless they say something to you in a comment, you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know if you impacted them. You don't know if you made a difference in their life. You have no idea. None whatsoever. You have no idea. For all you know, it went over like a lead balloon in the Catskill Mountains. It went right over everybody's head. Nobody cares about it. Nobody heard a damn word you said. And that's when you feel like you're surrounded by people. You're surrounded by people who are suffering, people who are going through struggles like you, and others who are going through completely different situations in their lives. And here we all are, trying to get through life. And the problem is, so many of us, we gotta play the tough guy. We gotta pretend like nothing phases us. We gotta pretend like nothing bothers us. Everything's hunky-dory and everything's fantastic. But you know what, my friends? It's okay to admit to yourself that stuff's not good. You're not happy. Stuff's not going your way. You're going through hard times. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm so used to negative reinforcement. I'm so used to people telling me I'm not enough. I'm not doing enough. I'm not basically enough. I'm failing. I'm not succeeding. I'm not doing enough. I could be doing more. You know, the same standard crap. And I sit there and I think to myself, you know what? Why am I even doing this anymore? Why am I even on this earth anymore? Why do I talk on a microphone in front of people? Why do I go to work every day? Why do I care about anything that I care about? Why do I just check out? I'll be honest with you, my friends. I have those thoughts sometimes. Oh, yeah. I have those thoughts all the time, actually. But you know what's interesting? What's interesting, my friends, is you don't hear people talk this raw about their life in a lot of ways. You just don't. A lot of people want to talk about politics. I'll talk about it. A lot of people want to talk about how they're going through certain things in their life, but they don't have the raw passion. They don't have the ability to sit there and think and say to you what it really is. They don't have the ability to put an emotion behind their words so that you can hear it and you're like, wow, I relate to that. That is fantastic. But you know what? That's lonely out here on your way to the top. I'll tell you that right now. I'm nowhere near the top. Nowhere near where I want to be. I've so far to go. As I know a lot of you do as well, you're not satisfied with where you are. You want to do better. You want to be more, become more, see more, do more people. You know, you want to do all these things, right? But the interesting thing is, on the road to the top, the higher up the mountain you get, the steeper the climb becomes. And it gets really easy to look down and think to yourself, man, I could just slide down this hill, have a good time on my way down and back to the bottom, and just kind of take it easy and pick it back up in the morning. My friends, I'm going to urge you with every fiber of my being right now. Don't do it. Do not let people get in your head. Do not let people influence you. Do not let them take your vision from you. Do not let them get to you. Do not allow them to get in your head and make decisions for you about your life, your goals, your vision, your desires. Don't let them take that from you. Don't let anybody, I don't care if they're your mom, your cousin, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, best friend, nobody can take that from you unless you let them take that from you. And I don't want you to give up and lose yourself in your subconscious programmed desire to make other people around you happy. Do not let that programming from years of education, years of being in society as a kid, years of consuming content on all different platforms, all different kinds of entertainment, do not let that take away your sacrifice and make it null and void. Do not let anybody tell you something that's untrue and you accept it and you internalize it. And then you allow yourself to fall for a lie that then takes away your chance to see, think clearly. It's never worth it. It's never worth it in the long term. Always. Always have the big picture. The big picture is the only thing that matters. Not being happy in the moment. Not chasing what feels good. None of that is what will make you feel fulfilled. Might bring you temporary excitement, but it will not, I repeat, it will not lead you to feeling fulfilled. And that, my friends, is the essence of what it means to truly win as a man, to chase fulfillment, not excitement. You ever wonder why the people on earth who are always getting high, they're always doing something crazy, new, adrenaline junkies, and The people who are hedonists, the pursuers of pleasure amongst us, like, at all costs. You ever wonder why they're the most miserable people on the planet? You ever notice that? You ever notice that they're the most miserable people?
I have.
Now, am I gonna sit here and tell you I'm Johnny Happy Guy, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a good time Charlie? No, of course I'm not always a good time Charlie. But that's the spectrum of your emotions, the spectrum of the human psychology. Anybody ever read A Long Day's Journey Into Night by, I think it was Eugene O'Neill? Very interesting book, by the way. I haven't finished it myself, but the whole essence of the book is it's a long day's journey into night. Your life is basically like a day where the sun rises, it gets to the peak, and then it slowly descends and the sun sets on your life. Every day, we have choices, we make them, we don't make them, we make sacrifices, we don't make sacrifices, and it's a long day's journey into night, and in a lot of ways, it really mimics death, life, and whether we are, you know, our different quarters of life. If you want to picture life in a sports analogy, you can picture it as the four quarters in basketball, where you have your first quarter of life, your second, third, fourth, and then you have overtime if you're lucky enough and you take care of yourself and you have good genetics. But a lot of people, they don't want to get serious until they're already halfway through the game and they want to come back when they're down by 20 points to try to win the game. And my friends, please do not fall for that garbage lie that you have all the time in the world as a young person. I recently turned 25, and I feel like I should be so much farther along in my life than I am right now. So much farther. But you know what? I'm not. So guess what? I gotta work harder. I gotta make more sacrifices, not less. I gotta risk more, not less. Does it make me at a higher potential of really, you know, going down farther? Of course, but guess what? I also have a higher chance of going up, not just down. And that is what separates me from people who don't want to take risks. They don't want to risk in losing. They don't want to potentially, you know, not have something or go without. You must go without to get something that you want. That is part of the bargain. And my friends, I understand what it's like to be suffering, to understand what it's like to feel like you are alone in the universe and only you are struggling. Only you're the one who's going through hard times. You're the only person who feels unhappy and like you just can't catch a break. I know what it's like. I'm here. I'm living it right now as I sit in this car and I'm talking to you on whatever device you're receiving this show from. I know what it's like. I've been here, I'm currently here, and I will continue to be here as time goes on because that is what I've chosen. What have you chosen? What have you chosen to be? Where are you choosing to go? What sacrifices are you choosing to make? These are all important realities that you cannot ignore. My friends, I gotta go eat dinner. I've not had much to eat today because I've been working all day. So I'm gonna leave it be. You take care of yourselves, and I'm out of here. Take care. Peace.